Fine. So, Amecha Mitzadeh Gaver. Okay. Wow. Right. So last time we talked about Chazal Gold Tzarki. Now we talked about the other one related to walking in shoes. Hopefully we'll do this in 1 week. I don't know. Ozer Yisrael Bura is giving me quite the headache to prepare right now. So the Gemara says, Kimazgi, when you start walking, Lema Baruch Hameichem Mitzadeh Gafer. Right? Blessed is he who prepares the steps of men. Kisayim Misane. And we put on your shoes. Lema Baruch Shazali Goldzarki. Right? So we saw this. Yavu Draham then quoting this says, Kishiyatzal Aderech Mevarech Hameichem Mitzadeh Gafer. So what's the source for this? Al Shem Mehash. Me'ashem mitzadeh gavar. This is if you want to look at it inside, it's number 4 here. Right, Tehillim lamed zayin chav gimel. Me'ashem mitzadeh gavar. Konanu v'darko yechbat sheichin hakadosh baruch hu psiot raglo lelechet b'chol asakav. That God prepared your steps to go and do whatever you need to do. Right, and the Reben Yakar as well. Kevan shehu lavush yotel derech omer hamechin mitzadei gaver dechtev me'ashem mitzadei gaver konanu v'darko yechbatz k'sha'olech bashuch en yodech im yatzlech v'im yachetta. And then he adds just a little bit, and he says, when you go into the market, you don't know whether you will succeed or not, or sin. Kevan she HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtadel mitzadav, and sins God puts an effort or something with your steps, sarich levarech. Okay? So, what exactly is, right? So again, so what's the theme of this bracha? How are you? So what's the theme of this bracha? Okay? So both the Avu Draham and the Reben Yakar say that the source for the bracha, that when you take a step is mitzadeh gaver, mech mitzadeh gaver, is this pasuk in Tehillim. So let's try to get the theme here of the Perek in Tehillim and see what that would tell us about the bracha. Okay, so the Perek in question, as I put here, is Perek Lamed Zayin. So as I made a note here, it's part of a unit of Prakim in Tehillim, which starts earlier, very pointedly Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, but definitely Lamed Zayin, that speak generally of divine justice, the responsibility of human beings to act properly, to eschew evil, and the likes. And you see this in Tehillim. So, le David, al tidchar b'mirayim, al tekanei ba'osei avla, don't be vexed by evil men, don't be incensed by wrongdoers, ki kechatzir mehira yimaleitu, u'cheyerek desha yibolun, for they will soon wither like grass, like verdure, I don't know what that is, verdure, I don't know what that is, fade away, other type of grass, b'tach ba'donai v'asei tov, s'chan eretz u're'ei, Emuna vitanag al Adonai v'yiten lecha mishalot lipecha. There you go. Right, trust in God and do good. Abide in the land, remain loyal. Right, seek the favor of the Lord, and He will grant you the desires of your heart. Gol al Adonai darkecho v'tach alav hu yaseh. Leave all to the trust to God. Trust Him; He will do it. Voti kor tzidkecha v'mishpatecha katzaharayim. He will cause your vindication to shine forth like the light, the justice of your case like the noonday sun. Right, then skipping down to Pasuk Tetzayin, Tov ma'ad latzadik me'amon rishayim rabim. Better the little that the righteous man has than the great abundance of the wicked. Kizro'o rishayim tishaverna v'someich tzadikim Adonai. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord is the support of the righteous. Yodea Adonai yimei tamimim, v'nachlatam le'olam tiyeh, lo yevoshu be'eit ra'au v'mei ra'avon yizbo'u, ki rishayim yovedu, v'yve Adonai kikar karim, kalu v'ashan kalu, lo v'rashav lo yishalem, v'tzadik chonen v'notein, ki mivorochav yirshu eretz, v'mikul lav yikareitum, Adonai mitzadeh gaver, konanu v'darko yechbatz. Right, so for the Lord is concerned with the needs of the blameless. Their portion lasts forever. They shall not come to grief in bad times and famine that shall eat their fill, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be consumed like meadow grass consumed in smoke. The wicked man borrows and does not repay. The righteous is generous and keeps giving. Those blessed by him shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall not shall be cut off. The steps of a man are made firm by the Lord when he delights in his way. Even when he stumbles, he does not fall down, for God gives him support. And then, right, the end, right, later on, is very famous pasuk. Na'ar hayiti gam zakanti, v'lo ra'iti tzadik ne'ezav, v'zara mevakesh lachem. Right? Etc. Right? I have been young, and now I'm old, but I've never seen a righteous man abandoned, or his children seeking bread, etc. Okay, this is the perek that the pasuk comes from. So what we not need to do is figure out, what is this perek doing? What does this perek teach us, and why is it the proper source for, as we see, the bracha that you make before you start walking? Or specifically, before you start being engaged in life and business and the like. So as I said, again, if you notice in this parak, what are the themes that come up? So one is divine justice, right? That whatever God, right? God, the Rishayim won't last, the Tzadikim, right? Even if right now you see them, that they don't have money, right? Look, I've never seen him abandoned, right? So there's clearly, right? So there's idea of justice, of God taking care of us. Because God is just, so it also talks about how we must be good, right? So if you continue Pasuk Chav Zayin, Sur Meirav Ase Tov Ushchon La'olam, right? Because God is just and because God takes care of us, we must do the right thing. Right, so this is really, right, these are the themes that come up over and over in these prakim, which is God is fair, God takes care of us, and part of the deal with God is we do the right thing, we avoid evil. Okay, right, those are the themes that come up in this unit of prakim, and in that context is embedded this pasuk of Me'ashem Mitzadei Gavar Konanu V'Darko Yech Patz. Okay, so what we really got to figure out is what is the focus of this perek, and specifically of this pasuk, within the context of the perek, such that, right, it makes sense in our bracha. Okay. So, but there are different ways of taking that, right? Meaning, in what way, right? So, what I've given you here, and you can see I've given you headings, right, so we can run through it, is that there are different variations on this, okay? One possibility is that the main lesson you're supposed to take out of this is Hashgacha, right? That God knows and therefore and is involved, right? Divine knowledge and involvement, right? And intervention, right? That is the main point here, right? Is that the reward and punishment, right? That's not the main point. The main point here is reward and punishment is evidence of the fact that God is Mashgiach. God knows what's happening and God intervenes and takes care of people, right? That's the main point of this Perek, okay? And this does seem to be the way the Gemara takes this pasuk. Okay, so if you look at number 5, the Gemara in Chulin, commenting in this line, says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Adam Nokeif Etzba'o Milimata, Ela Emkein Machrizin Alav Milimala. You don't so much as hurt your finger in this world unless it was declared above. Shneamar me Hashem mitzadei gever konanu. Right, because it says, sorry, the wind took that away. Right, that a man's goings are established. A man, what does he understand of his way? V'adam ma'avin yard darko. And Amar Lazar dam nikuf meratzek kidam ola. The blood that comes out when you stub your finger is mechaper, the tones like the blood of a carbon ola. Amar Rava begodel yamin amanikuf sheni begazel dvar mitzvah. Okay, then he gives it a qualification. But fundamentally, the Gemara squarely places this pasuk in the context of a belief in divine knowledge and intervention. Right, hashgacha.
Like what? It's like a lack of free will.
No, it's specifically divine punishment.
Well, correct, but that doesn't necessarily only mean the bad, right?
Otherwise, why would you use another example? Like, the fact that it uses this seems to be something that because it says it's of the Lord that a man's goings are established and a man what he's going to understand of his will, meaning like the consequences of his actions, not his actions.
I'm not sure. But we'll see. We're going to see different variants on this. I don't think you can be medayek that, right? Meaning, if it, you hurt your finger, I mean, that's pretty small. I mean, why would you say the Gemara is being dafka, finger and not smaller, but not if it's your nail? I mean, I don't think that's the point, right? I don't think that's the point. Now, a general point about this emerges from the smock, okay? The smock, so I think Mordechai might have mentioned this in his Chabura. I don't know what he did and he didn't in the end. But very quickly, the Rambam believes that there is a mitzvah to believe in God. First mitzvah, right? The smog and the smock both have variants on that, right? They think, they have variations on that, that they don't say that the mitzvah is to believe in God. What do they say? The mitzvah is to believe, there's a source over here, that God who created the world is the God who took you out of Egypt. Right? So for them, the belief doesn't seem to be belief in God per se. What is it? It's belief that the God of creation is the God of history. Right? It's the belief that the God of creation is the God of Hashkachas, the God who's involved in the world. Right? That seems to be, right? And that solves, without getting to the whole shir again, but that seems to solve some of the problems that the Mefarshim have in the Rambam, right? Which is how can you command belief in God, right? If you don't believe in a commander, you can't command it, right? This formulation, which is no, you do, there's a mitzvah to believe something about God, right? Meaning, if you don't believe in any God, no command is going to work. But once you believe in God, there's a mitzvah to believe that the God of creation is the God who's involved in the world, right? That's something that, in theory, you can, right? Yeah, exactly. Because now you have a pre-existing belief in God, right? In the commander. So, exactly. So the smock takes it even farther than the smog. And the smock in number 6, this is the first mitzvah of the smock, says, Leida, peru, leida. What does it mean to know God? Perish lafuke mina pilasofim, sha'ola, sha'amru sha'olam noheg me'elav v'mazalot. The belief is to exclude that belief of the philosophers who believe that the world runs by the zodiacs, by astrology. V'ein lo maneg v'lo davar, and therefore has no leader. V'afilu k'yat yamtu v'tiyat mitzrayim v'chol niflaot sh'nasu b'mazalayu. And even Kriyat Yom Suf and the Exodus and all those miracles, they think we're accidents. V'yesh lanu l'ha'amin ki sheker heim dovrim. We have to believe that this is false. Achein HaKadosh Baruch Hu manheged ha'olam kulo b'ruach piv. God runs the world with the breath of his mouth. V'otzianu l'mitzrayim v'asa lanu kol ha'nifla'ot. He took us out of Egypt and he performed all those miracles. V'ein adam nokev etzba'o milamata. Ela imkein machrizin alav milimala. Shneamar me Hashem mitzadegever konanu. Right? So what does he seem to do by comparing it? Right? And then if you skip a line, he says, Val karchan machachu di borhachi, kamar gishem shani roche shetaminu bi, shani yotzeti etchem, kachni roche shetaminu bi, shani Hashem lokechem aniyat. Right, then he adds that just like we're obligated to believe that God took us out of Egypt, we're obligated to believe that the same God will redeem us in the time of Mashiach. Right, so if you left out the line we just read, then what does the smock think the nature of belief in God is? That he's involved in the world, right? And therefore, and more than that, we're supposed to know that he's involved in the world, and we're supposed to learn from what we believe he did in the past to the future, right? That would have been all I would have said from the smock if what he left himself was with Kriyat Yom Suf, Mashiach, right? But in the middle, he embedded this Gemara in Chulin and said, and every time you stub your finger is from God. And therefore, what does the smock seem to believe this fundamental belief is? What? And I didn't say no free will. What do you mean no free will? Where did you get that? That everything that what? Not everything you do. That everything that happens to you. There's a difference. Not everything you do. Everything that happens to you. What do you mean? God, you can make choices and then there'll be consequences. Right? That's not the same as no free will. There's no reason to believe that he doesn't believe in free will. You're reading things that aren't there. No, it doesn't. Right? Remember, everything here is, he's focusing here is on consequences. Right? Right? Free will is an interesting question, but he doesn't seem to be involved in it. But what he seems to be making a radical claim, and that is, right, that this belief about God isn't just the God of history, like in the macro. Right? Is that the fundamental to the belief in God is that even the things in the private life. Exactly. Right? Now, therefore, if you follow this according to this connection, what do you right, what you end up with, very basic, is that this bracha captures for the smak the most fundamental belief, right? This is the first mitzvah. Because he thinks that the belief in God is not the mitzvah. Belief in a God who is involved in the world, in the micro and the macro, in history and in the future, including everything that happens to you, bracketing the question of what you do. It doesn't seem to be what you do, but everything that happens to you is from God. And therefore, the consequences of your actions. And therefore, hameichin mitzadei gaver, right? According to this, what is the bracha hameichin? Why, when I start to walk and get involved in my right business, right? It seems to be that according to this, a potential read of this bracha is exactly everything I have to believe that everything that I'm going to do is going to, everything that's going to happen to me is from God. And going back to Josh's point, he clearly doesn't, he's not medayik that it's only the bad. Right? Clearly, right? He's saying he compares this to Kriyat Yamsuf. Right? Meaning it's all consequences. Right? Everything that happens is a consequence because God. Exactly. Now, you'll ask me, but wait a second. This seems to be very not Maimonidean in terms of the understanding of Hashkacha. Right? Because this seems to be a very micro understanding of Hashkacha. Right? You're right, but let's come back to it, right? Right? It happens to be that definitely this read works if you have a very, not nuanced, a very micromanaging perspective of Hashkacha, right? The guy, God micromanages the world, right? That's a very plausible read of what we've just said. And therefore, Hameichin Mitzadei Gaver is building on a micromanage vision of what God does in the world. And therefore, every step I take is literally God is ensuring that I can do it as reward, as punishment, hashkacha, etc. Right? And that's what the pasuk means, and that's why it's from a perek, which is about starva onesh, and is about, right, that's what it is. Right? And before you push back, I will give you another alternative in a minute. But it's clear that certain people believe it that way. So I gave you right, this does seem to be a pretty simple understanding of certain sources. If you look at the Nachlat Avot in 7, Ha'amnam yadanu gamkein, she'shem yitbarach yigzor pa'amim badavar me'advarim im al derech haschar, im al derech onesh. We know that God will sometimes decree things for reward and punishment. Kviyot adam yirei elokim v'sar mayra al derech haschar, yashpi Hashem yitbarach alav me'atovot, v'shaludo b'dvarim yo'il, v'yatzliach tova kfula mechupelet. So what does the Nachlat Avot do to not make this anti-Maimonidean? He adds one word. Pa'amim. What does pa'amim mean? Sometimes. Right? So you could say the exact thing we just said. So one way would be to take this as a bracha that, right, of total intervention, right? And the reason you make it as you start your day is, look, everything that's going to happen to me is from God. Right? El Sarva Onesh. Not everything I do, but everything God does. Right? One way of attenuating it is to say no. Right? The Rambam believes, right, or fine. Certain people think, I won't get too much into Hashkacha, but right, some believe that everything that happens is directly from God. Other people will say not everything, but sometimes God will intervene and do things El Derech Sarva Onesh. Right? Okay? So you could say the same thing, not as always, but sometimes, right? And that's what you would get from the Nachlat Avot. If you look at the Malbim, here, I gave you three Malbims, and you'll see that the Malbim himself seems to struggle with this a bit. So the first one is, he says, Hashem Mashkiach. This is a Malbim from Eov, because as we'll see, there's another Pasuk in Eov that seems to use similar language, okay? But the Malbim in Eov says, Hashem Mashkiach al Pratei Vinei Adam, Ashi Hiten Ozen al Kol Masha Dibur. Eov, God pays attention to human beings to the point where he turns his ear to listen to what Eov said. Uval el Chicho Ulam Dodat. So he comes to rebuke Eov and to teach him knowledge. Shezem Me'id al Ashkach al Pratei al Kol Mitzadei Gavir. Which shows you that God has Ashkach on every step that man takes. The simple read of that Malbim is, right, Ashkach is everything. On this actual busing into Hillim, the Malbim says in 9, Me Hashem, Mivaer Od, Shigamim Tereshe, Boteach Bashem, Yipolifam, Mimimadregoto, Mimimadregato. Even though sometimes you see that Tzadikim fail, Gamze Ubashkachar Hashem Latavato. It's still from God and for the guy's benefit. Shachar Shem Hashem Tzadeh Gaver, right? Shigonim Vederecho Yechba. Since God determines what happens to your steps. So Lomar, Shebein Haderech She'elav Yelechu Kavua Me'Hashem, Shehashem Bocher Levanav Haderech Asher Yechbatz, V'Gam Tzad Al Haderech U'Gam Ken Me'Hashem, right? Kilo La'adam Darko Lo Lishalech Ve'Chin Etzado. And this is where you get a little bit into free will problem, right? Because he seems to imply that the path you take, maybe not every decision you make, but the path you take is from God. Fine. So then he says, skipping down, Ki Po V'Luchal Alecha B'Derech She'Yirtzeh Le'Lech. When you fall and you don't succeed, teidash lo yutal v'yushlach sham, kinefilato aital l'tovato, v'ashem somech edo bazeh. Know that even falling was for your good, for your benefit. She'ashem ra'ash ederach zeh sh'ratza l'alech l'rato, because God wanted to stop you from going down a bad path. She'yuzak bo o beguf o benefesh, it would harm you spiritually or physically. V'izmin lo michshol, so God set up a block. And that's why he goes to Nar Zakanti, right? Nar Hayiti Gam Zakanti, that he is going through history and saying, Lo Raiti She Tzadik Ne'ezav Ad She'Zaro Yeh Mevakesh Lachat. Ki Lo Yazov La'olam. And he says, that's what it means. I was old, I was young, and now I'm old. I've never seen someone where his kids are starving. How does he read that? Not that no one ever has problems, but in the long term, things always work out for tzaddikim. So they're kids, right? It can't be that the father is starving, the kids are starving. There can't be generations of good people who bad things happen to. Because even if here and there God needs to do things that look bad, it's for your good, for your benefit. But in the long term, right, that becomes evident. In the short term, not always. Okay? Now, in number 10, he makes clear that this is not to deny free will. He says, Shigam shabechira livchor be'eze derach yeleh chubiyad ha'adam li'aminu lasmil. Even though people have the right, the free will to go right or left. V'chol zeh artunuot sheraglaimu meir Hashem v'kocho. Yachol ha'kev b'yado. God can still stop you if he wants. V'imkein adam ha'yavin darko. Shagam shenidmelo shedarko tova v'yaskim el derach ha'tov. V'fi amanato v'mibli o'il. She'ikar tole b'yad Hashem. And therefore, a person might think something is good when it won't be. God is the one who determines whether it's good, and therefore God could stop you. She'ire lefamim ikuv b'darko. So sometimes God will stop you, etc. Okay, so the Malbim sometimes talks lefamim, sometimes talks always. So I think you could plausibly read this bracha. We'll read the theological statement of this pasuk and therefore this bracha as, one, a belief in hashkacha, in a micromanaging hashkacha. All right, hashkacha. You could solve the micromanaging, non-Maimonidean idea of hashkacha by either saying, like the Nachlat, a vote. That's lifamim, that it's sometimes, right? And then you have to decide whether the bracha is that everything is under hashkacha, or even farther than that, which is what the Malbim says, that everything's under hashkacha, and therefore everything is really in the long term for the good, right? Which is another dimension. You didn't have to say that, right? You could have said everything is hashkacha, but it could be that things are happening that are bad because I'm really a bad person, right? But he seems to say that, no, part of the belief in Ashkacha is that in the long term, Ashkacha is for the good, even though he implies that it's only for a tzaddik, so maybe, right, he's not committed to that being the pshat here. And if that's the case, then the first possible theological belief here and the way to interpret it of what you're making a bracha as you start your day is that God determines everything that's going to happen. And that's why, as you're about to start your day, that's the bracha you say. Okay? Now, let's say you wanted to say something like this, but you didn't want to start making those theological claims. So what would you do? So here, I'll give you two approaches that both say, listen, this is talking about God's hashgacha, but not in the specific sense, not an interventionist sense. What it really means is that you're acknowledging that everything that happens in the world is from God in the macro level, meaning. So look, for example, at 11. The Dover Shalom, quoting the Siach Tzvi, says, Yesh lomar ki be'eit b'riyad nikbal l'kona mitzpar sa'adav l'kona li mechayav. When you're born, you get a certain number of steps. Okay?
Or like a certain number of words.
Yes, in other words. Avalo nikbal l'heichan yilech. But God doesn't determine where you're going. B'derech tova o b'archot ha'kalkalo ki b'ercha b'chira b'yado. He doesn't tell you where you're going. Why? Free will. V'zeo sh'am... One second. V'zeo sh'amar davan ha'melech b'tihilim me'ashem etzadei gaver kananu. Misparet sa'adim me'ir Hashem. Ach, v'darech bo yechbatz. What's the second half of the pasuk? V'darecho yechbatz. Which is? But you will go in the way you want. Meaning, Ratzon Hashem Shadam Atzmo Yivchar Et Darko Derech Atov Kidei Shlo Yitbadel Bechira. God wants you to do whatever you want so that there will be Bechira. Nimsa Evo Ki Berchatenu. So what does our bracha mean? Hameichin Mitzadei Gaver Hu Rak Alachanot Atzadim Beit Abriyah L'chol Briyotav. It means that God gave you the number of steps. Ach Lo Derech Atzma Ki Tluya Bechira Adam Atzmo. But not what path you're going to take, because that's up to you. Right? So possibility one is, what are we focusing on in the bracha? Hashgacha. Micromanaged hashgacha. Sometimes micromanaged hashgacha, but we're focusing, when we make the bracha, on the fact that God, everything that happens to us is from God. Right? But now, what does the Dover Shalom introduce? That maybe, what do we mean here by God prepares your steps? That God gives you free will, right? God gave you the tools and now tasked you with using it properly. So remember what I said, what is the parak about? Part of the parak is about Schar V'Onesh and Hashgacha, and what's part of the parak about? Because there is reward and punishment, Sur Me'rav Aseh Tov. Act properly. Right? So the Dover Shalom, going back to that parak, what does he think the theme of this bracha is? Right. It's not the hashgacha. Right? It's not, right? Possibility one is you're making a bracha, God does everything that happens to me is from God. Possibility two is no. Not everything that happens to me is from God. God gave me the tools, but what I do with the tools is up to me. In what sense is it from God? In the sense that God gave me the steps. With the way I walk is up to me. What's the focus of the bracha? The second half of the parak in Tehillim, which is reminding yourself that you're supposed to do the right thing with those tools, right? So is the focus of the bracha the first half of the parak, which is God is mashkiach, or is the focus of the parak that you're supposed to do the proper thing with the tools that God gave you? And if that's the sense, we've now moved away. Do you have to take any particular approach in hashgacha here? No. Right, and similarly, if you look in Shadal in the pasuk, right, comments that he says v'isha grusha me'isha. He's making a grammatical point in Vayikra, which is what does it mean to say isha grusha me'isha? A woman who is divorced from a man. Why don't you just say
isha grusha?
Right. So what does me'isha mean? So he says, skipping a line, Im lo yada mihu ha'ochel az yomar ha'tapuch ne'echal. He says, it's like saying the apple was eaten. Meaning, you don't know or it doesn't matter who did the eating. Right? So when you have a formulation like that, me'isha, it means that it happened. right? It was done, but the so then after the ellipses, he says, "V'amnam matzanu me'Hashem etzadei gaver konanu, gaver konanu." Doesn't don't we say the same thing in our pasuk, which is, "God prepared your steps." How can you say the mem in that way? Doesn't that imply that you don't know who it was? So what does he say? So skip down one line. He says, "V'nira li ki chol elu hem derach kavod u'gdula, v'lo aita kanavana v'dabrim v'mekrod elu avchin v'shem ha'kashur v'mechina po'o mamash, v'enekav ha'mamash lomar she'amelech yasim adad v'achok, v'sha'el yichonim etzai geber, el'kavana ha'medabrim lomar ki lofanu yatsa adavar." He said, what's the point? It's an honorable way of talking about God. Because what is it saying? God didn't do it. What does it mean?
He didn't do bad.
Milifanav yatsa davar. What does that mean? It went out from him. So what does me Hashem konanu gaver mean? It's not the gaver, rather. Konanu. Like in the broader sense, God created the world. God set things in motion, right? It's not that God didn't. We know who the person is, right? He said the mem can either mean we don't know the apple was eaten, or it could mean that we don't really know the way in which he did it, right? It happened, but it's from God, right? So what is Shodal gives us another way of saying that the point of this bracha is about God's involvement in the world, but without making any assumption about how Hashgacha works. It's just in the broad, in the grand scheme of things, everything is from God. How? In what way? Lech teda. Right? I have no idea. But it's from God. Right? So now we have, I think, 3.5 approaches so far in why what this pasuk means and what it means for our bracha. Right? So one possibility, let's go backwards now. Shadal says, what is the meaning of this perek? God is responsible for what happens in the world and what you do and what happens to you. In what way? In the broad scheme, right? In the grand scheme of things, God is responsible. So therefore, what does the bracha mean when you say the bracha? As you start your day, you remind yourself, everything that happens in the world in some sense is from God. Okay? Possibility two is, no. This is making a statement about hashgacha. It's not just that in the grand scheme, but, okay, I'm not going in order. Possibility two is, no. This is really saying that, not in the grand scheme, details, what is happening to you is from God. And then you got to figure out, are you more comfortable with a more micromanaged view of Hashgacha, in which case that's what this is talking about, or possibly
sometimes,
right? That you have the idea that God can sometimes intervene, and that's what you're saying. That, listen, most of the time things run by nature, sometimes God intervenes. I acknowledge that when I make this bracha. Okay? Now, both of these approaches, as much as they have differences between them, what they share in common is that the bracha, or the meaning of the pasuk, and therefore the bracha, is fundamentally a reflection on what happens to me. Right? I'm acknowledging that what happens to me is from God. The Dover Shalom goes in the opposite direction. He says, no, the focus of the pasuk, and therefore the bracha, is not the first half of the perek, which focuses on God's involvement in the world, but is the second half of the parak, which is, because God is involved in the world and there are consequences of what I do, we are therefore called upon to do the right thing. And therefore, when we say the bracha, what we're doing is, as he has it, we remind ourselves that God gave us a number of steps, but did not choose the path for us. And therefore, we're saying the bracha to remind us that we are now responsible to do the right thing. Right? Yes? Okay, if you... Okay, let's see how many more perspectives we can get. Okay. Fine. Before we go on, do you want to throw out another perspective? And then I'll see if I have a source for it. Right? What would be another possible way of reading the pasuk, and therefore about I've had to understand the bracha?
God created a system which in that system there is, like, it's in a sense of shadow, but it's not literally God.
Well, I think that's really Shadal, right? Meaning, Hashem yatsa davar, right? It's from God in the broader sense, right? That's the point.
So, like, God doesn't have, like, literally any hashgacha except for the fact that the system was created.
All right, but you could get that from Shaddal, right? I mean, Shaddal leaves you open to that. Okay, what else might you think the emphasis here is, and then what might it tell you about the bracha?
The status of the man.
Meaning what?
Like, the ability to walk.
Right, so you could have gone all the way in the opposite direction, which is to say that why are you, right, why are you focusing on the macro, which emerges from the perek? The specific image here is that God, right, prepares your steps. And maybe the bracha really is not about the broad perspective, I start my day, and therefore it's I'm taking my first steps on the path to success. Why are you taking this so metaphorically, right? Maybe this is really a micro bracha, which is literally there's something unique about walking that expresses God's hashgacha, and that's what we're saying. So if you skip to 22... you'll see that that's really the perspective that Rabbeinu Manoach takes in the Sefer HaMenucha. He says, "Kalashona pasuk me'Hashem etzadi gever, urei ha'chana nifla'a she'asah boreim b'mitzadim, haynu b'raglayim. Look how amazing it is what God prepared in your feet. She'em bale gidim rabim. They have so many gidei tnu'a v'ergesh lefishem tzvichim tnu'a v'ergesh. They have right, so many muscles, so many sinews, so many..." Right, they allow them to walk. Vilahem prakim arbeim ksharim chazakim. They have so many joints, right? And your legs are so strong. Shima yaperik echado hayu mishtabrim in akel barov alicha ukshayu mifarkim rabim in niklim lasev lecholtzad shirtze veichem hashem oda kaf kashe neidrisada kotzim. Right, so if any of your muscles would fail, any of the joints would fail, you wouldn't be able to walk. And he says, and even the bottom of your foot, it's tougher than other parts of your body. So if you step on a thorn. I mean, it hurts, but it doesn't kill you. You can pull out the thorn. Right? So you could go from the macro. This is about hashgacha. This is about making the right choices in life. And say, no. Right? This is literally about walking. It's about the miracle of walking. Right? Or if you go, right, skip all the way to 25, the Shomer Emunim says, even more specifically, I don't really understand it, but he says, Hashkachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'nei Adam Hu B'li Shi'ur. God's Hashkacha is without measure. V'chol Tzadav She'im Shel Adam Minuyim U'Sforim. And every step you take is counted. K'mo She'amar Iyov Ki Atat Tzadei Yispor Murachin Ameichin Mitzadei Gavar V'nigzor B'Shamayim Kama Tzadim Yesh Litzod B'mei Chayav V'chol Yom Hamash. It's because every step you take every day and in your lifetime as a whole is decreed by God. Right? Not like metaphorically as we saw before that God sets a number of steps and sets you on your path. No, it's that you have a certain number of steps in your life and a certain number of steps in the day and God decrees it. And therefore, you are literally thanking God for every step that you take. That's what it is. Pshuto kemashmao.
Can you explain the Pasuk in a similar way to any of the explanations that we did on Shelter Hill Starkey? Because we said they come together.
Meaning?
Meaning, well, I remember off the top of my head that it was listed on for a lot of time. Because they're breathless, they're supposed to go together.
Okay, so think of a specific and then tell me. Right, so far what we've seen is there's a statement that everything's from God in a general sense. Hashkacha, either all the time or sometimes, right? Or on the very, very micro, which is, no, it's literally about the miracles of walking, the number of steps you take, okay? We have a few more minutes. Let me throw out a few more. Other general perspectives. Okay, back to the general. It could just be, I'm going to skip around because things that I know are short. Another possibility is that forget hashgacha, forget that it's from God. Right? This is much more a statement, generally, that God is with us. So this seems to be what the Ralbag says. So if you go to 17 and 18, right, a very similar pasuk appears in Mishlei. Right? Me'adonai mitzadei gaver va'adam maya vindarko. Right? A man's steps are decided by God. What does a man know about his own way? And the Ralbag there just says, Hine mitzadei gaver v'darko she'aleich b'em hei me'ashem ki tzarech she'elav alo ezer eloki b'chol psia. the meaning of the pasuk is that God escorts you, because you need God for every step. Right? So it could be that this is not about hashgacha, and it's not about the miracles of walking. Rather, it's a statement of the fact that God is with us. What? He's with us, whatever it means, right? God is with us. Interpret it as you want, right? Interpret it as you want. But it's about God being with us. Okay, you know what? I mean, it could be a tefillah to God, right, to take care of us on the way. That's definitely possible. You want to do what? Fine. Fine. You want to do one more? You're skipping to that one? Fine. I guess we'll continue this next week. I thought I'd finish this 1 week, but I guess not, because the truth is I put a lot of perspectives here. So you want to skip to the mystical perspective? Sure, if you take a mystical perspective, then you can have a different perspective. So if you look there, this is based on the Zohar. The Reish Chachma quote from the Zohar. Shadam nikra olam katan. Man is a small, is a microcosm of the world. Ve'evarav kulam mesudarim al sidrei maaseh breishit. And his actions are somehow arranged according to the pattern of creation. Uvishar hakedusha be'arnu pratei avarim kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo yuyan sham. And in Shar Kedusha, we explain how each limb has some sort of parallel in the cosmos. The Rashbi says that what do you learn from the pasuk when God says, "Let us make man in our image"? So he, based on the pasuk that we're talking about in Tehillim, he says that when God created the upper worlds, he created the lower worlds. Kula b'diyukna chada have. It was all in one image. When they have a da kegavne da, that the upper world should parallel the lower world. Vishata debaku chabrichu lemivre adam letata'a, balameved like kegavne the train almin. Vichol razin de la'ila vetata kula ihu ba'adam. And therefore, when he created man, he has the secrets of both worlds. Galgalta deresha de kaim al gufa iu beraza de alma ila beinun takinin deresha gufa iu beraza de gufa de kaimen darg min shafin yadit chod hayresha yarchav niraglin kulu min darg latan. Then he goes through how each limb is parallel to different parts of the world. Right? So somehow, in a mystical sense, human beings contain some microcosm of the cosmos. Okay? And based on that, the Mari al-Ghazi in number 20 says that's not just how he understands this pasuk in Tehillim, but that's what the bracha is about. And he says, "Ala pasuk naaseh adam darshu chazal shemid brach nimlach imu malachim amar Hashem l'malachim b'tzalmenu kidmutenu hainu shekomato shodam nitzevet b'regel yisharakot al regel shemid malachim." Right? That man should have a straight leg like the angels, etc. Lokshar balei chay malachim al arba. Va'al kach anu mevarchem midei yom b'yachar shachar baruch mitzadei mi'gaver. That since the way we walk, it's in the other box. Like with the, right? The fact that, right, one of the symbols of the fact that man is a microcosm of the universe is that our legs are parallel to angelic legs versus animal legs. And therefore, when you make a bracha of baruch mitzadei gaver, you're actually making a bracha on the fact that human beings in their reflection of the cosmos are more angelic or more godly than they are animalistic. Okay? Good. So we'll do more perspectives next week, which is good.